M is for magic. When I was young, and it doesn't really seem that long ago, I loved books of short stories. Short stories could be read from start to finish in the kind of times I had available for reading. Morning break, or after lunch nap, or on trains. They'd set up, they'd roll, and they'd take you to a new world and deliver you safely back to school or back home in half an hour or so. Stories you read when you're the right age never quite leave you. You may forget who wrote them, or what the story was called. Sometimes you'll forget precisely what happened. But if a story touches you, it will stay with you, haunting the places in your mind that you rarely ever visit. Horror stays with you hardest. If it brings a real chill to the back of your neck, if once the story is done, you find yourself closing the book slowly for fear of disturbing something and creeping away, then it's there for the rest of time. There was a story I read when I was 9 that ended with a room covered with snails. I think they were probably man-eating snails, and they were crawling slowly towards someone to eat him. I get the same creeps remembering it now that I did when I read it. Fantasy gets into your bones. There's a curve in a road I sometimes pass, a view of a village on rolling green hills, and behind it huger, craggier, greyer hills, and in the distance mountains and mist, that I cannot see without remembering reading The Lord of the Rings. The book is somewhere inside me, and that view brings it to the surface. And science fiction, although there's only a little of that here, I'm afraid, takes you across the stars and into other times and minds. There's nothing like spending some time inside an alien head to remind us how little divides us, person from person. Short stories are tiny windows into other worlds and other minds and other dreams. They're journeys you can make to the far side of the universe and still be back in time for dinner. I've been writing short stories for almost a quarter of a century now. In the beginning, they were a great way to begin to learn my craft as a writer. The hardest thing to do as a young writer is to finish something, and that was what I was learning how to do. These days, most of the things I write are long. Long comics, or long books, or long films, and a short story. Something that's finished and over in a weekend or a week is pure fun. My favourite short story writers as a boy are, many of them, my favourite short story writers now. People like Saki, or Harlan Ellison, like John Collier, or Ray Bradbury. Close-up conjurers who, with just 26 letters and a handful of punctuation marks, could make you laugh and break your heart, all in a handful of pages. There's another good thing about a book of short stories. You don't have to like them all. If there's one you don't enjoy, well, there'll be another one along soon. The stories in here will take you from a hard-boiled detective story about nursery rhyme characters, to a group of people who like to eat things, from a poem about how to behave if you find yourself in a fairy tale, to a story about a boy who runs into a troll beneath a bridge and the bargain they make. There's a story that will be part of my next children's book, The Graveyard Book, about a boy who lives in a graveyard and is brought up by dead people. And there's a story that I wrote when I was a very young writer called How to Sell the Ponte Bridge, a fantasy story inspired by a man named Count Victor Lustig, who really did sell the Eiffel Tower in much the same way, and who died in Alcatraz prison some years later. There are a couple of slightly scary stories, and a couple of mostly funny ones, and a bunch of them that aren't quite one thing or another. But I hope you'll like them anyway. When I was a boy, Ray Bradbury picked stories from his books of short stories he thought younger readers might like, and he published them as R is for Rocket and S is for Space. Now I was doing the same sort of thing, and I asked Ray if he'd mind if I called this book M is for Magic. He didn't. M is for magic. All the letters are, if you put them together properly. You can make magic with them and dreams, and I hope, even a few surprises.